I read to you a couple of pages here from this section on Back to Eden and the Good Life, and I didn't finish the most important part. So I'm going to miss out on these pages, and I'm going to just go right to what they did. You see, because Adam and Eve rebelled against love and the relationship they had with God. And that and five more things just went click, 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 and man has been plagued with the problem of these things ever since then. They had this perfect relationship with God. It was an all thing. It was all there was. Do you realize that? Their relationship with God was not only all they knew, it was all there was. Their very lives were an act of worshiping the one who was. But they made a mistake. They believed the wrong thing, and they violated the trust that existed between them and God. In every relationship, there is trust. I'll say it. You don't have a relationship till someone starts trusting someone. What you may have going, I don't know. But you don't have a relationship till you bring trust to the table. Even if it's baby, trust's got to get in on the deal. And they trusted God, and God trusted them. And don't you ever doubt for a moment that God's not trusting you. That's ridiculous. Because love believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And that isn't trust, what is? They violated their relationship with God because they trusted the wrong person's counsel. And that counsel went against what they had been trusting in and gave them something else to trust in. And they ended up, because you trust the wrong thing, you believe the wrong thing. And the relationship they had between God and themselves was violated. And they got the wrong thing as a result. They lost the best thing they ever had in their lives. They had it made. Relationships are where Adam and Eve first went wrong, because they should have said to Satan, "We know God. We believe God, and I don't know who you are, but Susie gets here at about 4:30 this afternoon cocktail hour, he's going to hear about you, and you're going to get fried."
Yeah, that's true.
That is honoring trust.
Yes.
That is developing the relationship. But instead, they believe the wrong thing. They believe the bill of goods. And isn't it interesting how often we think we can violate one relationship for another relationship and keep them both? You can't. You can't, because that's how the first violation against relationships went wrong. They couldn't trust in God and trust in the devil at the same time. One of them had to be pushed aside. They just didn't realize how far it was going to go, pushing him aside. He got pushed right out of their lives. And every day they lived beyond that, things got worser and worser, as they say. And I'm going to show you how much it went downhill. Because when they brought another relationship into the relationship they had with God, and trust was violated, and they believed the wrong thing, that relationship would never be restored again till the cross. And that is why that relationship through the cross is predicated on repentance. When you get saved, you don't repent of drinking and smoking. That's the Southern crazy preaching I could never fathom. When you get saved, you repent of a violation of trust. You have been trusting in this, you've been trusting in this, you've been trusting in this. Now trust in the Lord with all your heart and put your trust in Jesus. Trust the cross. Trust the blood.
Amen.
Restore the relationship.
Yes.
Believe the right thing, not the wrong thing. That's how you get saved. You don't just get saved, yeah, I believe in God, I believe in devil, I believe in this stuff. Hey, oh, wait, hey, you're talking rubbish.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's good, amen.
If you don't like olives, you don't eat them. So don't tell me you don't like olives and you like cheese, but you eat them both. You're talking rubbish.
Yes.
You don't.
No.
You endure one and nibble at the other. Mm-hmm. Crazy analogy, but it's a fact.
Yeah.
Well, they violated their relationship to God, and the trust was the issue, and they ended up believing the wrong thing and getting in terrible trouble, and we have not recovered from that yet. And when I preach the gospel of the kingdom, I say, you have to stop trusting in that old thing you've got going and start trusting in this Jesus Christ, and that's how you're going to get saved. You cannot get saved because you believe in God. Listen, Adam and Eve never stopped believing in God. What are you, out of your ever-loving mind? They visited with him every day. They believed in God while throwing the relationship out the window. The Bible says the devils believe and tremble. I mean, who are we kidding up in here? It was a violation of relationship, and you violate a relationship and you lose. I hate that proverb. It's a scripture. It's true, though. It says, a friend lost is harder to win than a walled city. And they lost their friend, and it was harder to win than a walled city. And to get that friend back, you're going to say, my God, I repent. I repent of failing to trust you. And I trust in the fact that that cross was for me. That blood was shed for me. And I turn from trusting every other thing on planet Earth. And I put my trust in Jesus and him alone. That's repentance. And I embrace him as my Lord and Savior. Now I have a relationship with the Son of God based on what? Trust. You can say faith if you like.